Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Talk about George Pickens. He's just, and this dude, he's had some of the best ball skills I've ever seen.
Yeah. No, he's incredible. He tracks the ball in the air.
I've never seen.
And is so coordinated and athletic and can catch it. He just does the weirdest shit.
Yes. Like, all the time, though. That's what I'm saying.
Like, what's wrong with him? Like, what's he doing? No. Can't be jump fucking punching people. Like, what's he doing?
No. But he don't get that. He just...
Like, he's just out there goofing off sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like
you know? Like, Russ threw a pick yesterday, and the guy's on the ground, and Pickens could have touched him down. He didn't. Just so he could go, like, fucking give a stunner to the other DB.
Yeah, man. He's so funny, man. But, they haven't played a fucking conference game.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. The Falcons have played five, and some teams haven't played any. A division game?
I think they played. I mean, you know what? Obviously, got to be coming up soon.
They have to.
Yeah, I don't get NFL schedule making one.
Yeah. Like, because a couple of years ago, they really tried to emphasize having a lot of your division games, or at least like 2/3 of your division games in December. Like, really stacking the finish of the season against your division for suspense, I guess. But not anymore. They got away from that.
Well, and some of them they do, and some of them they don't.
Right.
It's just super inconsistent. But they also have six teams on bye on three different weeks.
Do they put it in a computer? I always wonder.
No, I think there's. Yeah, I think there's people that do it.
I think if a computer did it, it wouldn't be all fucked up like it is.
Yeah. No, it is really weird.
Yeah. Like, how do you determine who gets the bye when? Like, if it's.
Because now the Thursday night football teams have a say-so in it, so maybe they get to go first and decide that. Then you just, I don't know, it's so unbalanced.
Yes.
You start them in week five, but you still have weeks where you have to have six teams on bye, and then there's weeks where there's two teams on bye.
Falcons have a bye after this week, right?
Yeah. They play at Denver, and then they have a bye.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be 12? Because I think there's six teams on bye in 12, and I think there's six teams on bye in 14.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
It is, because I'm like, what if you're a fan of a team? And you want your team to have a certain schedule at a certain time.
Right, yeah.
Because you still got to play the teams themselves. It's all about when you play them.
Yeah, you're going to play them. It's just weird the Falcons have played five division games of the six that they'll play. And there's teams, because everybody plays six, because every division has four teams. And there's teams that haven't played any yet. It's very weird.
Yeah.
Of the teams that we talk about, who had the worst loss of the weekend? And even that we all care about, too, because LSU is included. Washington can be included. Georgia, obviously. The Falcons.
I'm going to go with the Falcons. That was bullshit. Okay. That was bullshit.
First place.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the loss. Georgia got their ass whipped.
Yeah, Georgia just lost to a better team. The Falcons are fucking so frustrating.
Yes.
Like that, and I agree with you, because of all those teams, like, LSU got just whipped. Georgia just got smoked. Washington got fucking killed. The Falcons still should have won that game because they're better than the Saints. They played like fucking idiots.
I was like,
just played like idiots.
Let me go look at the stats.
First run by Taysom Hill gets to go,
which
then it looks like they have a decent run stat line on the ground. But they got held to less than 100 yards.
Yes. Yeah.
Total.
Yeah.
3 yards
Kamara
a carry.
Had like 55.
Uh-huh.
And Taysom Hill had like 40 or some shit.
No, it was Marquez Valdez Scantling, who I didn't even know he played for the Saints. I'll be honest with
you.
He
was just elevated off the practice squad.
I didn't even know he played for him. Didn't even know he was on the team.
He's like the only one of Aaron Rodgers' boys that didn't make it onto the Jets.
Yeah.
And he's been on the Saints practice squad. I only think he's been on there the whole season.
No, he hasn't. He was on a – I think he was on
– He was released by somebody.
He was on the Bills or something. And they released him, and then
one of those, yeah.
He had one catch for 5 yards 2 weeks ago in his first game as a Saint, and then he wasn't
good enough to be elevated with Bub Means on the damn team.
He had three catches for 100+ and two touchdowns in the first half. Yeah. It was the best game of his career
in
one half. Yeah, He's never had a game like that before in his entire career.
And he probably won't play again. If I can.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I'm fucking believe.
Well, Olave, who knows when Olave is going to be back, and the Saints got nothing to play for. So, I mean, I don't know why. Who's better than he is? The Saints receiver core, that makes it even worse loss for the Falcons.
Oh, right? It's, like, they got
shit.
Brutal.
Yeah.
A brutal fucking loss.
I mean, with three missed field goals, you lose by three. I mean, that's...
Whatever, man. Like, again, you always got your teammate back. He ain't my teammate. Fuck that.
Bijan fucking balled.
Make the fucking
make the field
kick.
Goals. Yeah, make the field goals. I don't understand. This is really weird, like... There's like a really weird allegiance to Younghoe Koo.
Oh, because he's won more games than he's lost. So fucking what?
So fucking what? So what?
Is that anything to do with him being a Georgia Southern? He like
I have no idea.
Type?
I have no idea. But like people, like just since the game ended, like I've listened to a couple different podcasts. I've seen it on social media. Like people really don't want to like he lost the game for
the
team.
Fucking game.
Like, he lost
the
game.
Do better, but yet you were in position to score points.
He lost the game. Like you can't and I know one of them got blocked. All right, but the other two were very makeable, and he just missed them.
Not like a 58-yarder to win it
indoor.
He's also missed more field goals this year already than he's missed at any point of his Falcons career. So, like, Younghoe Koo not being good is a conversation. Like, I don't know. Well, he won all these games. All right, he made some kicks for shitty teams that were great. That's awesome. He made some game winners to make the Falcons 4-8. Instead of 3-9.
Yeah.
Kicking awesome.
Is cool. Largely a freaking head game in the NFL.
And that's the thing.
If you don't have it.
And it seems pretty clear
that's a problem.
That
no
his confidence is. Yeah. And I know, look, they're going to do all the fucking put their arm around him. Arthur Blank, like, walked him off the field. God,
what do you think that conversation was? What do you think Arthur Blank was saying to him?
Arthur Blank was still riding high from the night before.
Yeah. Shit. He's like, hey, we won at soccer, Youngway. You don't have to worry about
it. Point, he was, in the locker room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he was.
I don't
good
know.
For them, by the way, too.
That's crazy.
Going into Miami.
Because we were like sitting there after, fuck this Georgia shit. I'm like, let's see what United doing. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
I had the same thing. Yeah. Like, Georgia game's like, all right, this game sucks.
So it's Valentino's job, right?
Like, it's got to be.
It's got to be his job.
It's got to be.
Even if they get their asses kicked in the next series.
But how could they? How they just beat the best team?
Playing like that.
The best team ever in MLS history. They just beat them 2 out of 3.
How can he?
Both wins in their house.
Now they're playing. Orlando.
Orlando, I think.
They could beat Orlando.
They fucking handle Orlando.
Yeah,
every...
they could beat Orlando. If they could beat Miami, they could beat anybody. Like, yeah, you got to
Orlando,
hire that guy.
The team that calls it a rivalry, but they get their ass kicked every time.
Well,
it's a rivalry.
They used to. They've been kicking Atlanta United's ass for a couple years now.
Right, yeah, so they even it back up a little bit.
They've evened it back up. Maybe it's a rivalry now. It's good to have playoff games though against teams that are supposed to be your rival. So,
and if anybody out there, if you're thinking, go to one of these games, playoff soccer games or the last
they're really
game
fun.
I went to.
They're really fun.
A playoff game in the freaking championship.
That was crazy. I don't think I've had an emotional reaction to anything that's happened in an Atlanta United game in 5 years. But when they fucking pushed Brad Guzan into the net,
yeah.
I was so mad.
You motherfuckers.
I was like, fuck you, Suarez. You fucking prick. I was fired up.
Like, I was ready to fight.